Item number two, report and possible discussion on Wells Fargo retirement account migration to Principal Financial Group presented by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Okay. So back in April of 2019, Barry brought to me to say that, oh, by the way, Wells Fargo's retirement trust business is being purchased by Principal Financial Group. So at that time, I went back and looked to see when was the last time we went out for RFQ, RFP. And it'd been many, many years. So it's not necessarily required that we do that. I just did that thinking that it might be good to just take another fresh look and see what was out on the market. And we did have four firms that came back. And we ended up selecting Wells Fargo, knowing that it would eventually be Principal Financial Group, a whole different group.
So would it be beneficial for us to go out for that RFQ at a specific amount of time, maybe every 10 years
that
or so?
That is up to you. I mean, this committee. The reason we don't go out so often is because I'm trying to think. I'm looking at Michelle. You have a lot of stuff that had to be changed over to a new firm. And the fortunate thing here with Wells Fargo, the Principal Group, is they did all the migration. They took all the employees or the participants, they recalibrated them and put them into a new system, and making sure we didn't miss one payment. I mean, we're paying about 162 people right now. And it's not just the participants, but the beneficiaries and keeping up with all that. I'm not adverse at all if we wanted to go back out in 5 or 6 years to look at it again.
It's just big face. It's a lot of moving parts and a lot of changes and moving parts. Slipping.
And if we're not happy, I don't mean to get married, but if we have problems with Principal Financial Group, definitely I will let you know. And if we are not hitting, and as well as Michelle and Monica.
And it is fee-based, correctly.
It is a fee base, right?
So that's pretty well a fixed deal in the industry, I would guess.
It is, and they didn't change the fees from. I guess
they actually lowered it a little bit from.
I think they did.
Yeah, exactly.
As a committee, you should do your due diligence after a certain length of time.
Right.
Very much like audit firms, you should look at something at least every 5 years. So it would not be. I mean, if the committee wanted to say, okay, we've been on this plan for 5 years, let's go out for bid and make sure that what you have is still working for you.
Absolutely.
And so that's up to the committee to decide.
Yeah. And I kind of made that decision.
That's what I worry about, yeah. Yeah, right, yeah.
And I kind of made that decision in 2019 that we hadn't looked at other firms. And so you're absolutely right. That we really need to make sure we're doing the right thing.
What time frame? How long between?
I would say probably in 5 years. You'll see the other ones as we get into some of the other stuff. But 5 years, if you saw back, Tony and Anko's on 5 years, and the actuaries on 5 years. And so I'm good with 5 years, taking another fresh look.
Well, we can't.
You said if we were having a problem with Principal Financial Group, are we having problems with?
Absolutely not. It was probably the smoothest migration I've seen I've never seen anything like that. It was so seamless and transparent. So, and that's kind of what I've said in the next.
So before you get too far on that,
sure.
If we do every 5 years, that means it would be 2024. We need to do that, but I don't know that we have an action item for that on this agenda. So.
And for
2024? Yeah, just to say that we want to review the firm every 5 years or so. So maybe that's something we discuss at the next meeting.
Perfect. That's
what, can
that's
we do that?
Sure.
Just all right.
And
sure. We can formalize that.
And the actuaries are coming up. 2018 was the last date for them. So in 2023, I will be putting an agenda item on that for that, in which we will bring in firms and let you look at those folks and see which one to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I was really just meaning, why don't we formalize that timeline at the next meeting?
She's got it. We'll have an agenda item for you.
We'll do it. So the transition, yeah, the transition was very smooth. February 22nd is when we moved over. But the day-to-day operations was very smooth. We've had no hiccups that I know of. Look at Michelle back there is the key. So I think it was very well done, even though it did take 2 years to do it. I understand and software and conversions, how careful you have to be.
Jen, maybe we look at, since we've just transitioned to principal 5 years from principal, so you're looking at getting an agenda that says 5 years from the date we begin, we switch to a vendor?
Well, I was thinking we would formalize that time. Is it 5 years? Is it 10 years? I really want to know, like, what's the right standard, the industry standard for that?
Yeah, we'll have to look at it. Unlike the auditors and actuaries, which are much easier to switch every 5 years, the service provider might, you know, we might look at a longer timeline on that. Maybe a 7 to 10 year timeline, just because of the disruption to the participants.
Yeah, let's look at the research.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll look at that and see what seems, you know, what the norm is for this type of service.
Perfect. Thank you.
So I have a question before you move forward.
Sure.
So you made the decision to continue with Barry's company in 19, and they just completed it.
Not me. I mean, the committee did.
Well, we voted.
Okay.
So
you voted on it. Yeah.
That decision was made in 2019, and to finalize everything that was to get it to completion, it took till February of 2022.
Yeah, there was when Principal bought Wells Fargo Institutional Retirement and Trust business. It's not only the trust and custody business that they bought, but they bought also our daily valued services, our employee stock ownership group, non-qualifieds, 401k business. So a lot of that work was dedicated towards that group before we moved to the trust and custody side of the business. So we were originally scheduled to go live in September of 21, but found out that there were still a lot of gap analysis that needed to be done. There were still some gaps that weren't built out by September, so we postponed it until February. So there was a lot of legwork, a lot of heavy lifting kind of behind the scenes during that 2 year period. So I would say probably about the first 18 months of it were dedicated. I mean, a lot of the stuff kind of overlapped, but a lot of it was dedicated towards our defined contribution business before we moved over. Had to get that done right before we could do this right. So it did take some time.
So Barry, my question is, if we were a new client and we were sitting here today to take action to hire you, how long would that migration, is that the right word, how long would that migration take now?
Well, the migration's done, so it's...
No. But if we were a new client and you were starting brand new with us, is that a 1 year? Because that's kind of a critical piece here. Is it normal to take 2 years? Is it normal to take 1 year? Do we want to recommend to the committee that it's 5 years after that data takes place, or is it just every 5 year contract, or you see where I'm going?
Yes, but as far as the systems that were built and are in operation now, in production now, I mean, that is all done. So if you're a new client today, I mean, there's not another migration that you're going to have to go through.
Yeah, I think what he's trying to get at is, I think there's a little confusion. So two things happened. One, we went out for RFP. Do we want to stay with Wells Fargo, knowing it was transitioning to Principal?
Mm-hmm.
And so what took 2 years is we did stay,
mm-hmm.
and the transition and all of their lines of business that they were transitioning, it just took 2 years to get those transitions.
Mm-hmm.
If we were a new client and we said, hey, you know, we want to switch to Principal today, and we were with, say we were with MassMutual, how long would it take you, Principal, to get all our people migrated as a new client to Principal?
Typically it takes, if we were to start a new
a new company, put them on our platform, it takes about 60 days.
Yeah.
60 days, okay.
Yeah, so it only took 2 years because they were transitioning from Wells Fargo, their line, whole line of business,
right.
Not just because of BRA.
Right. Correct.
Okay, good. Does that help answer everybody's questions?
If it, if 60 days is a normal transition, I just, the reason I was asking is because I thought, well, to go up for a bid every 5 years, if it takes 2.5
right.
years.
Yeah, I followed where you were going on
yeah,
that, and
yeah,
I thought, okay.
Exactly.
No, it wouldn't take that long.
Good things if you'd bid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So 60 days is the norm, and understandably that the 2 years is during the COVID and people were working from home and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Okay.
So in addition to Barry, we have a Waco service center. It's as well as Fargo, and they migrated also to Principal. So the same folks that we use here in Waco for doing the checks out to the participants or deposit debt, as well as the trade transactions, are all still here in Waco. And it's the same team, so it's, it was a very smooth transition on that.
All right.
Questions.
Any more questions on the Wells Fargo migration to Principal?